within the context of our study of Nat Bar Nat, the sugya of Shmuel on Daf Kufir Aleph Amid Beis, we had a discussion about a certain se'if in Shulchan Aruch, which is in Simon Sadi Hey. I'm just going to remind you, where there's a Machaber and a Rambah, there's also a Shach and a Taz, and we discussed this in the past. I call it the dishwashing situation. You remember this?
Yeah.
And I gave you certain pages, which I hope you have a copy of. It should begin on page Resh Mem Vav. Hopefully you have that. Is it there?
This
no?
This is in the Ruckus.
You have only from Zion and on. Alright, so take this. So you'll have that. And I have the original. It may be necessary to photocopy that for other people. I don't know. And
Resh Mem Vav may come Zion.
Okay, that's good enough right now. If you have Resh Mem Vav, it's even better.
I have Vav and Zion.
Great. So Lenny has Resh Mem Vav. Yosef, you also have Resh Mem Vav?
And Zion. It's on the
yeah, okay, side. No. Right now, I know that you have Zion. I'm asking about Resh Mem Vav.
Yeah.
Because, oh, Jeff, you also have Resh Mem Vav. Good. So we all have Resh Mem Vav. Good. So we all have a complete set. Okay. Now, in order to appreciate this discussion, because Rabosai, I reviewed this yesterday with three members of the Kollel, and one member of the Kollel pointed out something, and I really wanted to jump for joy. So I'd like to share that with you today. And if you'll jump for joy, I'll also be jumping with you. Now, in order to appreciate this discussion about dishwashing, I want you to take a look at Kuf Yud Beis in Chulin. Now, you may ask me, why am I doing Kuf Yud Beis in Chulin when we're doing a sugya on Kuf Yud Aleph? So the answer to that is because there's a Tosus on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Dibra Maskil Hilchasa, and you look at that Tosus and you think, okay, that's it, I have no problem, right? But then turn to page Kuf Yud Beis and you see how long this Tosus is. Probably the longest Tosus in Shas. I'm exaggerating. But at the end of this Tosus in Kuf Yud Beis, he addresses the issue of dishwashing. And the question is, can we wash our dishes in a kli, and they're both bilchik dishes and fleishik dishes, and maybe we wash both of them simultaneously, maybe we wash them b'zeh harzeh. So let's look at what Tosus has to say about this issue of dishwashing. You know what? I'm going to switch the order around. Let's start with the Ramban Shita. And that you'll see on the page that we photocopied. It's the second paragraph on the opening page. Kosav Shama Ramban. So this is a Ramban in his Chidushim and Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis in the Sugya Nat Bar Nat. And as you and I know, and we've had many discussions about this, the Ramban has a lot to say about Nat Bar Nat. Whether it's his own opinion that it's all based on Tam Shlishi, whether it's the Acherim who say that even if you have a Mavashel Basar and Dogim together, you can still eat the Dogim and Cholam. The Ramban has a lot to say about Nat Bar Nat. But here is another comment there in the same Ramban about Nat Bar Nat. Mehai Taima, meaning based on Shmuel's principle of Nat Bar Nat, Yesh La Hatir, we can solve our problem of dishwashing. What's the case? You have pots that were used for meat. Now, superficially, you clear off the meat, but you want to do a serious rinsing of the fleishika pot. And where are you going to put the fleishika pot? Well, one thing is for sure, you're going to put it into hot water. Right? It's very difficult to wash Caleb in a thorough way without hot water. So when we talk about hot water, in halachic terms, we're talking about roseach, we're talking about yatzal lettuce bowl, there's a fire going, maybe you could talk about kli rishon, all the above. Fine. So he's got hot water. But again, he needs to put that hot water into a kli. And that kli is going to serve as the base for washing the fleshik of Caleb. So now he wants to use for his base a machvas shel chola. So what's going on over here? He's got hot water in a machvas shel chola, and he's going to place karos shel basar, and although they don't have any be'en on it, afal gav d'shneim b'nei yoman. Imagine what happened. He used the fleisha kapat an hour ago. He used the milch kapat 2 hours ago. Both the bli on the tam of the basar in the karos of basar and the bli of cholov in the machvash of basar are all nosein tam l'shvach b'nei yoma. Says the Ramban, he's allowed to do it. Why? Because of Shmuel. Sharei tam basar b'mayim shem machvas. Dami mamish l'tam basar shebedogim. He says that when the tam leaves the kedera shel basar and it enters into the mayim receiving the tam of the basar are perfectly parallel to the dogim of Shmuel that received the tam of basar. What's the status of a tam basar when it enters into the mayim? Are you allowed to drink that water? For sure, yes, right? You're allowed to drink fleishik water. And that'd be an interesting soda pop. You know, maybe we could sell it on the market. You know, fleishik water. Today they sell all sorts of drinks that are 99% water with a little tam in it. And if you don't have a cold, then you'll probably taste the tam, or the watermelon, or the lemon, or whatever it might be. So now, the tam of basar in the mayim is what we call a tam sheni behetera. It's got the tam of basar that went into the kara, from the kara went into the mayim, and it's all mutter. And now you can add the tam of the chola. Well, guess what? We pass like Shmuel. And not bar not, behetera is mutter. I don't see any flaws here in the Ramban, do you? Okay. Well, I do see one flaw in the Ramban, and that is in the case of dogim. Yeah, what do you say, Lenny?
Separate times.
Excellent. Sorry. It's two intervals. It's a sequence. It's what we call in Shas Barzach or Ze, as opposed to Vasachas. Here, in the case of the Tam going into the Mayim, it's not just the Tam of the Basa that's going into the Mayim, it's the Tam of the Cholav that's going into the Mayim. And basically, the water now is absorbing two different Tamim of Basar and Cholav simultaneously. That's not the case of Shmuel. Shmuel's talking about a case where the Tam of Basar was absorbed by the Dogim, period. And later, he decides to use this. Did I say dogim? I meant to say dogim.
Dogim.
Yeah, good, I said dogim. Now he decides to use the dogim in a kudach. So that there was no simultaneity of these two tamim mixing one with the other, as in the case of the dishwashing.
Zachazer is much better than
So if you take a look at Tosfos, now we're going to get back to Tosfos that I told you to open here at the end of this long Tosfos of Hilchasa on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Tosfos says, okay, now let's see if we can all find the place. That's a little complicated. From the end of the Tosfos, let's count possibly 12 lines, 13 lines, I don't know. There's a line that starts with the word ukmuha.
Yeah, ukmuha.
And we're going to move with your eye or your finger to the end of that line, vikaros. So underline the word vikaros. Now there's another word I want you to underline because I'm going to skip a middle part of this Tosfos. And that's the word v'od. So if you in the end of Tosfos, you count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, underline if you can the word v'od.
Got it.
I use underline as a way of my eye catching something when I want to lock into some part of something. So karashem ishtamshim ben basar. Shehudchu b'machvas shel cholov b'kli rishon u'shneim b'nei yomah. So what we have here is
where are we exactly?
Yeah, we are at the end of a long Tosfos that begins on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, but we're on the Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph part.
Right.
And we're about, I just estimated 13 lines, I didn't count 15, them.
15.
15 lines up from the bottom of that Tosfos.
The end of the line is Ke'oros.
The last word of the line is Ke'oros, yeah? The first word of the line, if your eye catches, is Ukmuha.
I see that, thank you.
So we have here Fleisha Kapatz, then a Bnei Yoman, and he's washing them. In a Kli Rishon means that this hot water, let's say there's a fire going on, underneath a Machvas Shel Cholov. You know, this would be very common if the largest utensil that you have in your house happens to be Milchik. In my house, I think more likely it would be Fleishik. I don't know. Have you ever seen, like in the East, you know, in Thailand and all those kind of countries, they have, you know, when they make face rice or all sorts of kinds of rice patties and they have, you know, rice noodles and all this stuff, they have this gigantic, I don't know, I call it a machvas, you know what I'm talking about? It's very round. It's not so deep. It's deep, but not as deep as a regular pot with two gigantic handles about it. What it has a name for it?
A wok.
A wok. How do you spell that?
W-O-K.
It's W-O-K. W-O-K.
It's a big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I think this machvas is in my mind. So if you're desperate, you're looking for a kli to fill up with hot water so you can wash your dishes, you're going to look for the largest dish that holds the amount, you know, has a broad surface and holds a lot of water in it. It's this machvas. In his mitzvah, it happens to be milchik. Okay, fine. So it's milchik.
And when he calls it a kli rishon, that means that it has the hot water in it now?
Yes.
Or that it is the kli that was cooked before?
No. If you ask me whether there's a fire now going or the fire is off, you know, imagine your cooktop.
It's not omegah.
Right, but it's definitely hot to the point of yad sol lettuce. So maybe it's a minute ago you turned off the water. If you have a large enough pot, it remains yad sol lettuce for 5 minutes, maybe 15, I don't know how many times it is. So it's a kli rishon, which means it's a yad sol lettuce, full of water. That water is saturated with the tam of cholov. And now you place your kara shel basar into this machvas. And a tam of basar from the kara is now going to mix in the mayim with the tam of the
cholov from the
machvas cholov. Correct, machvat cholov. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tosfos says that I got bad news for you. He says yesh lesser.
Mm-hmm.
Yesh lesser. Now, Tosfos is going to offer two different explanations as to why the Ramban is wrong. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but why no Saint Tam bar, no Saint Tam Shmuel would not apply in this case. Again, let's just quickly go over the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Tam goes into the Kedera, from the Kedera of Basar, it goes into the Mayim. The Mayim is still Mutter. The Tam goes from the Cholov into the Mayim, and then it's all Mutter, and now it mixes together. It's like the case of Dagi. So the tam basar in the mayim is equal to the tam basar in the dogim, which the Shmuel says that we pass is mixable with cholov. Kamzol Tosfos says, "Nay, that's not so. It can't work." Now Tosfos gives two explanations. Do you remember I asked you to underline the word viod? Because I want to focus on Tosfos's second explanation. and you'll see why in a minute. If you go above the V'od, you see a line that starts with the word Vafilu, and he points out that even though there's no Be'en, there are no actual pieces neither of Cholav or meat, it's still Asur. And then if you look at the line below that, this is Tosus's first explanation why he disagrees with Ramban, Da Karos Nogos B'machas, that the Karos of Basar sink to the bottom of the water, or perhaps they shift from side to side in such a way that there's an agia, so you want to box, you know, and put the word nogos into a box, okay? And that's called niflat tam zemizev avitam sheni v'isur. We'll get back to that in just a minute. I'm more interested now in Tosus' second reason. And Tosus says, v'od, here's why I reject the Ramban. Lodomi klal dogim sha'olu bakara. You know, now you get the feeling he's putting a lot of passion into his words. You know, he doesn't even understand the Ramban's tzushtel to dogim. There's no comparison whatsoever. Why? Now, I'm going to read the next two lines of so in Tosa. I'm going to ask you to underline one word, but you're going to tell me which word I want to underline. So I'm going to try not to give it away by emphasizing that one word. He says, "Deha kishatam sheni shel basa v'shel cholav nichnas b'mayim miyad nesru amayim v'chozu v'yosu makaros v'amachmas." Which word do you want to underline here?
Miyad.
Excellent. Miyad. Tosa says this is not dogim shalom v'kara. In dogu shalom v'kara, there's no miyad. Here, there's a miyad. The two tamim enter into the mayim, and they mix immediately into the water. So you've got, you know, imagine a case where you had kutach and you were to cook the basar and the dogim in the kutach itself in such a way that the tam went from the basar directly into the kutach, if you follow what I mean. In other words, there would be a miyad scenario. Here he says there's a miyad scenario. There's no moment in time when you could say stop, that here's where the tam is a tam basar, and it's a tam basar of hetera, like we could do in the case of dogim in Shmuel, because the moment that the tam of basar enters into the mayim, there's already a tam of cholov that entered into the mayim, and miyad nesru amayim. At that moment, everything became asur. And then the water goes back into the two kelim, and chosuv v'osuv makaros v'machvos, unless you have one of two things. Either it's an Eina ben Yomo, or there's shishim, if you could be mevatalin, oz osuv shu ben Yomo mutter, and that's because an Eina ben Yomo cannot generate an is.
So we don't say chanan in the water?
You're asking whether or not you need shishim against just the machvos, or just the karo, you need shishim against both. That would be a fascinating question. I don't know. You know what? Ask me this question when we finish, because I think I might have an answer for you. Maybe. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik adds a little bit of lovedness here to explain the shita of Tosfos, which again he's going to identify also with the shita of the Ran. And that's in a paragraph on page Resh Mem Zion. Dibra Maskil Vibira. Again, we'll get back to the Ran, but in any event, he says the following. Hanira Vitaima de Milsa, the Srila Latosis Varan, did not bar not Edo Mutter, Ela Imkain Vishosh and Nivla Tama Bosa Bachaticha Shnia, Edo Omeid Litztaref Imtam Hachola. So I think when he's talking about the Chaticha Shnia, he means the other one, Chaticha Acheres, which in this case would be a reference to the Dogim. So the case that Shmuel has of Dogim Shalom Kara, at that moment, that the Tam of the Basar, I'm not sure, okay, I would have written a little bit differently. The time of the bus is polate, and then it's nivla into the dogim. That tam of basa, which is nivla in the dogim, is eno omed litztaref im tam acholav. Now again, even though mentally, psychologically, he's prepared to use this this fish with milchiks, but nevertheless, in objective terms, the tam of basa settles in the fish, and it's not connected in any way to a tam of chola. Masha'en kein hacha, but here, she'niflitu tam of basa v'tam of chola b'hadi adadi, simultaneously, there was a plate of the tam of basa from the kara b'saris into the mayim, and a plate of the tam of chola from the machmas halavis into the water. The water now simultaneously receives both tamim of basar and chalav, and that's omed litztaref. That's already where they're both. So again, the chiddush of Shmuel is that I have to find a point in time where I can say, wait a minute, heter bala. What we have here is the tam kolish of heter. I can do that in the case of dogim. Why? Because at this point it's ain't omed litztaref. So what I have is a tam basar in the dogim. That tam of basar is a tam of heter bala, because right now there's no cholav, and it's ain't omed litztaref from a cholav. But in the case of dishwashing, what we have is that immediately you have the tamim of both basar and cholav mixing together in the mayim. The mayim is now receiving simultaneously both tamim. There's no moment in time when you have a right to say heterabola. What do you mean heterabola? As soon as there's a plate of this tam, it immediately connects with the other gender and therefore creates basar and cholav. There's no point in time when you can say heterabola. That's what I think is going on over here. And the Rav Zichron Levrach in the earlier paragraph on this page identifies this lumness with the Ran. The Ran also disagrees with the Ramban about the washing of the Ka'ara B'sarit with the Machvat Chalavit. And he, the Ran, offers two explanations. Now it's very interesting. His first explanation is not to be identified with Tosis's first explanation. I read very quickly about Negiah, that the two pots actually have a point of contact. The Ran gives a different answer, which we'll get to in just a minute. Let's fast forward to Beis, which is in the paragraph May Aim, Svarazu. If you want to see the Beis, it's three lines up before the end of the paragraph. And the Ran says, Lo Sharinon, not Barnat. El kisha amad tam asheni beheter. He's talking about the tam of basar as a tam sheni in the dogim. That's the case of Shmuel where the tam sheni is omed in a be'en here, in this case in the dogim, below tarovas. So you have a moment of amidas hatam, and it's a tam of heter, and there's no tarovas of isar. It's not that the tam of the basar going into the mayim remains in the mayim, and it's tam of heter that's on, you know, that's not omed litztaref im tam cholav. El tekef kishabali olam, immediately when that tam of basar goes out of the walls of the kli of this kara besaris into the mayim, miyad, again let's underline the word miyad as we did in Tosis, this arev betamo shel cholav u'memela avi osur. It's not similar to the not bar not, where you can say it's a tam of heter because it's eino omid litztaref. So in the dog in the tam of basar is tam heter, here the two tamim enter into the mayim simultaneously. So from the moment that the tam of basar is polate, it's polate be'isur because it mixes up with the tam of mayim. There's no bazech or zeh, there's no eino omid, there is a bavas achas of a miyad which sets up omid litztaref, and therefore the two tamim of basar and chol mixed together in the mayim, and then the mayim becomes asur. Once the mayim becomes asur, it's chozev and nivla in the two kederos, and everything becomes asur.
I'm confused on omed litztaref. I don't grasp the importance of Omid Litzarev.
Omid Litzarev means I look at this entity and what I see is not a time of Heter, I see a time of Iser. Why? Because immediately when it came into being, it is integrated, it is combined, I don't know what word I should use, with a time of Cholov, or Basar with Cholov, whichever direction you go. So what you have is a time of Basar that's Litzarev with the time of Cholov immediately when it emerges. So the moment that you put the kara b'sarit into the hot water, and now the kara is poletes, the time of basar, that time of basar is now in the water together with the time of cholov. So the two time are mixed together. They never had a breathing spell of bazecherzeh, and therefore you can't say aterebola. What do you mean aterebola? Aterebola means when I'm looking at this Tam Sheni, I see a Tam Sheni that I can isolate and call it and classify it as Heter. How can I classify this as Heter when the moment that Tam emerges, it's already Me'urav, it's already Mitztarev with a Tam of Cholov? That's the best I can do, Yosef.
Okay, thank you.
The rest you have to do on your own. Okay. Now at this point, I need your help a little bit. Maybe John, you wouldn't mind volunteering. My Shulchan Aruch, which is a big black book, is right behind Jeff. You know, if you draw a straight line, if you would drill through this wall, you would probably find it towards his feet. It's on the bottom column there. So we're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch. You'll see in the next paragraph, which starts with the words "Inyan Halacha," you'll see that the Rav quotes the Machaber and the Rambam. The Machaber is going to pass it like the Ramban, and the Rambam is going to pass it like Tosfos. Thank you so much. So we're in Siman Sadi Hey, which is 95, in Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Gimel. If you want to make a note of it, in case you haven't, this is the most popular edition of the Shulchan Aruch today, until they go beyond. I don't know how you can go beyond this. I mean, everything is in here. Everything. I mean, this has, all told, let's say 13 and 11. This has less than 25 simonim. It's thousands of pages. But they put everything, the whole kitchen sink in here. So in case you ever get a hold of that,
I knew you were going to say that.
Very good. So take a look on page Kuf Nun Beis, okay, just if you're interested. All right, I'll just make that announcement. So the Machaber is going to say that Karol Shel Basa Shehudchu B'Yorech Oleves B'Chamin Shayat Zoles Ben Afal Pisha Shneem B'nei Yomon Mutar Mishum Da'avile No Seng Tam Bar No Seng Tam De'et Terah. But dafka husha amar bari li shalohayashum shuman davak behen. If there's no be'en, fine. So that's the Machaber, and he's clearly passing like the Ramban. And the Ramban says yesh osrim. So you look at the Baragola, yesh osrim tosis chulin kufyud beis amar aleph dibur rishon. That's the dibur that we went through before. Now, Yosef, let me ask you this. If I move this here, am I going to disturb your computer here?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Just put it right here.
Okay. But keep it here close, because I want to get back to this Ramah in just a minute. All right, Rabosai, so far, you know, you have Machaber that paskins like the Ramban. You have Ramah that paskins like Tosfos. This is like classic. I mean, if you go through the history of Halacha and the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, you will probably find in 99% of the cases, I'm exaggerating, there are more machmir. So it doesn't pay to be an Ashkenazi if you want to find kulis. That's not always true because there are plenty of chumers in the Machaber, but as a general rule. And by the way, you know that we live in a generation where they keep publishing new halachas for it. You know, when I was a youngster, it was Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so they had Shmir Shabbos Kilkus. Now it's mind-boggling. They have halachas for him that are based on Rav Yashiv, all based on Torah Shabbal Peh and other Gedolim that paskin. But you should just know, as a general rule, that if you want to know whether you're looking for chumras or kulas, check the publishing date. If the publishing date is later, then you're only going to find chumras. You're not going to find any kulas.
Shmir Shabbos, Dud Shemesh.
Yeah. So the Rambam, for example, was a little bit later than the Mechaber, at least in terms of the Mappa, and for sure you're going to find the Chumr. So, you know, it's very rare that the Mechaber, the Rambam is going to get up and yell, wait a minute, the Mechaber was too Machmir here, let's be Mechil. You know, that you won't find in the Rambam, but occasionally the Rambam does such a thing. In any event, so we have here a classic case, dishwashing, according to the Mechaber's Mutter. I don't mind if you use a Milchika Machvat, you know, that wok that we spoke about before, and fill it up with hot water, turn on the fire, and put it in a fleshika pot, as long as you can guarantee me that there's no be'en of fleshiks. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, in our dishwashing, isn't it true that most ladies will rinse off the top surface before they put it to the dishwasher?
There's still nice gravy.
Okay. Certainly chamonix.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I'm thinking that there may be something parallel in contemporary life. So the Rama is quoting Tosfos, and he says that it's usur. Now, before we go on, let's just mention... Oh, I see it's getting late. So what I wanted to do with you, but I don't think we have time today, is the first answer the Ran, which is up on the top of your page. You'll see on the second line it says Aleph.
Yeah.
The Ramban has a very fascinating reason why he disagrees with the Ramban, and he claims that, forget about the Cholov, you know, I don't have to disagree with Ramban based on the fact that Miyad, I'm sorry, what I meant, did I say the word Cholov? I meant Mayim, I'm sorry, cross that out. But I don't have to disagree with the Ramban because the Mayim has received both Tamim simultaneously, and it becomes Bolua with Basa B'Cholov, maybe we'll say Hanan, and then it goes back into the two karos. I don't need that. Forget about the mayim as a bolea. The mayim is nothing more than a medium. What do I mean by a medium? It's an ambiance. It's a location. And what happens in that location? The tam of the basa, the tam of the cholov, meet in that location, and that's called basa b'cholov. So that tyrobus of two tamim of basa b'cholov is going to happen in the case of dishwashing, in the case of the mayim, and it's not similar to the case of dogim, where the tam of the basar is set in the dogim, and the dogim now become the, he calls it the emtsa'i, the medium to transmit the tam of the basar. Here, it's not pshat that the mayim is a medium. It's a pshat that in the mayim, b'toch ha-mayim, we have the tamim of both basa v'chol mixing together. You may recall that yesterday we discussed the Matayoda's son, and we discussed about the fact that the mayim has no tam of its own. As you said, Yosef, yesterday. Fine. Okay. Now we go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Yesh osri v'afilu ein shuma dovuk b'hen. Elim kein echad ben akelim eino b'nei yomad mibliyas kli rishon v'yaz hakol mutar. Fine. So if one of the two kelim is already an eino ben yomo, then everything's good. Fine. Aval im shneim b'nei yomad v'yidichu osa b'yachad b'kli rishon hakol os. V'hachi nogim v'ein l'shanos. Zoch der Amor, v'dafka shehudchu b'yachad u'bekli rishon. Aval im hudchu zecher zeh u'bekli sheni. Okay, I'm not interested in kli sheni now. Hakol shari. Rabbo say, what does it sound like to you? According to the Ramah, if, let's say, I would first wash my fleshig pot in a parva shisel, and then I use the same mayim, which is all the kli rishon, etc., and I wash my milchik pot, that's okay. That's called hudchu, they were washed b'zech hazeh. What does that sound like to you, Rabosai? Who is the Ramah? Whose shoulders is the Ramah standing on?
No.
Again, let's start from scratch. The Ramban says that you're allowed to wash your fleishige dishes in a milk kapat, even though it's a yatzal lettuce and everything else. And the Ramahs just say that it's osur, yesh osur, against the Machaber. So you can't tell me that the Ramah holds like the Ramban. Who does he hold like?
Tosfos.
But which answer Tosfos are both sides? When he uses the logic of hudchu zeb zacher zeb,
the second answer.
Yeah, it sounds like the emphasis here is that it's no longer miyad. When is it miyad? When they're both milchik pot and fleishik pot, they're both cooking together at the same time. But here's hudchu bezacher zeb. So there was never a tam basar and a tam cholov going into the kederos simultaneously, and therefore it's not us. So we could say that when he washes the fleishik pot and the tam of the basar now goes into the mayim, that's exactly equivalent to what? To the dogim. Why? Because at this point it's a terubah, tam sheni and a terubah. Now I'm going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the Ramah did not accept the first explanation of Tosfos. How do I know this? Because the next line of the Ramah tells it all. V'im ira with an ayin, ira, mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav. So what he does is he takes a fleishika pot, and he's got hot, let's say, gravy on it, or whatever he has on it, and he pours it into a kli chalav, and everything is hot. So that the Ramah holds that Iri Kli Rishon has the same status as a Kli Rishon, and if it's Roseach, it's Mevashel. And he says, V'oser, Imu Ben Yomo. V'oser. Now, Rabosai, is there any negia between the Fleisha Kapat and the Milcha Kapat?
No.
No, he's pouring.
Right.
So this could not be the first answer to Tosfos. The first answer to Tosfos is that the problem with dishwashing is because the Negias Basar. He's not operating with the Negias Basar, even in the absence of the Negias Basar. But he's holding that this is a case of Miyad.
What about Katafras?
Oh, so hold on to that for just one moment, because this is what my one of my members of the Kollel pointed out to me. I said I don't understand. How can I identify the Ramah with the second answer of Tosfos, which is exactly what the Rav does? Vehine, you see that paragraph? Vehine, ze pashut, the ledea aleph shebet Tosfos, shakaros vayoros asur mitnei she nogo zu bezu, ein tam, there's no explanation, no reason, less are an ira mikli basa likli chala. He tells you to look in the Taz. So therefore, we've excluded the first answer of Tosfos. The Ramah is not arguing against the Ramban Lechumra because of the first answer of Tosfos, because if so, he would never have asked the Iru. V'nira, therefore, what do we do with this Ramah? So he says the following. First of all, hu adinami di efshal afar shitas haramal pi bira rishon shevi aran. Maybe you'll identify the Ramah with the first explanation of Ran. Sha'akaros v'hayora asur mitnei shetam abos v'tam achol bis'arvin below emtzos ha'mayim. It's not the mayim has to carry the tam, but they both are mixing in the water. Because if that be the case, then the tam of the basa and the tam of the cholav would mix in the parva shisel. If he set up a hadacha of first basar, then cholav, and the Ramah says everything is butter because it's bazachar zeh. Well, according to the Ran's first explanation, this would certainly be also because the basar and the mayim are misarvim yachad b'toch hamayim. So, what difference does it make if the shisel is parva? So, what are we left with? By process of elimination, he says in Cain, Amai. Fine. El al karchach, the next paragraph. Sfir leila Ramah, kibira achron shemiran, which is the second beer in Tosfos, that the reason why karas and yora is also is because lo amad. But rather here it's miyad. Klomar, shemishosh and niflat tam abos l'toch amayim, kvar hoya omeg l'sarev l'tarif im tam acholav. The very moment that the boss goes out of Now we emphasize the plate that goes out of the karabas harid. It is immediately going to mix in the mayim with the tam of the challah, because there's a vasachas, because the fire is going on underneath is burning underneath the machvas. Now here's where I got lost. When we high time, if identifying the Ramah with this shita, yesh lesar and ira mikli basa likli cholav. Now, what's going on over here? You have water that's cooking in a kli basar, and now you're going to pour that water directly from the kli basar onto a kli cholav, and everything is hot. I don't get it.
There's no meat.
Is that for Vasachas or is that for Zechas? Okay, wait a minute. You guys are geniuses. So you figured out why it's for Vasachas. I'm not as bright as you. In my mind, that's called Vasachas. Why? Because he cooks in the Fleshika pot, correct? And the Tam of Basar is now Niflat from the Kedera into whatever liquid it is. Let's call it Mayim for our sake. And now he pours the mayim onto a karal chalavit. Well, that's not for vasachas, that's for zechar zeh. I don't understand what the Rav means when he says, mihai taima yesh lesar im ira mikli basa likicholav. The hasam shayach shetama niflat meakli shalav basar nichnas miyad litoch hakli shalachol. What do you mean miyad? First he cooks the let's call it water in the kli basari, and the kli basar now gives a tam into the mayim. Now he pours that mayim into a kli chalavi. That's not omed litztarev. That's not a miyad situation. Lo omed b'fnei atzmo kitam sheni beheter. Why? Adarabba, I would say just the opposite. It's omed b'fnei atzmo kitam sheni beheter. So I really got stuck over here, and truthfully, being stuck in the Rav is really being stuck in the Ramah, because the Ramah clearly indicates that he accepts Tosfos, and everything depends upon whether it's miyad or bezechas, whether it's omed or it's not omed. And here, the Ramah is machmir in Irui because it's omed. Why is it omed? Let's assume he had in mind when he cooked the water in the fleshika pot that he would pour it into a milchika container, but it's not a psychological principle. Look, or the tam of the basar is omein bifnei atzmo before it enters into the kli shalchol. Does anybody empathize with me? Today I'm asking for a lot of empathy. So one of the members of the kollel pointed out to me that the omein litztarev is something that depends upon the moment of pleita. So it's not pshat that the kedera shel basar is polate its tam of basar into the mayim and that's it. But rather, as long as that pleita is continuing, that is considered bevasachas, that's considered miyad. So he says the following, that when he pours the mayim, which is now saturated with the tam of basar, right, so the mayim is now being polate the tam of the basar, right, and it hits the bottom. You could call it katafris, right? But what it happens is when it hits the bottom, at that moment, what's happening is that the tam of chalav, correct? What's happening?
They meet.
There's a tam of basar. How are we doing? Okay, not too good, but let's see if we can get it in. Because I know, John, you can open the door for a minute. But let me see what I can fit in before John opens the door. What I'm saying is that we want to know if there's a continuous process in which we can identify one moment in time when there's both a pleita of basar and a bliya of chalav happening simultaneously. That's enough to establish the miyad. So, for example, if you wash your fleshika dishes first, and then you wash your milchika dishes second, there was never a moment in time in which the two platos were hitting each other. But if you pour from the top into the bottom, then that hot water, when it hits the bottom, causes a plate of basar, and a plate of basar now, simultaneously with the plate of the chalav, is entering into the chalav. So there was never a moment in time where the time of the basar stopped. Why? Because the time of the basar, when it's actively being polled, is a result of the what activates that plate process. It's the contact between the water as it falls through Iri Kli Rishon from the Kli Chalav. So that water now, which has a Tam of Chalav, is going to immediately contact itself with a Tam of Basar at the moment of Bliya.
Right. There's no intermediate step.
Okay. My watch says 2 minutes, so I don't know. Let's just take a look from, just if we have, this is for myself, there is a Shach over here. And I'm sorry. Let's look at the Taz. The Taz here in Sadi Hay. Let me see if I can find it. Umishum Hachi. The Taz says Dino Kikli Rishon. He says Hachi Nami Neima Dumya. Okay, Osus Akli Shumara Olav. Just 1 second. Is that the Taz? Second. All right. So we have this Taz in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, and he says, "Kevachano Osrim Li Elk Shiyesh Kiyesh Osrim Shehevi Yorama." Mitam Davi Kitam Bos V'Chol Muravim B'Yachad.
So he made a special thing about Irui.
Right, but I don't know if he's emphasizing the miyad or not. That's what confuses me in the Taz. Yeah, if you take a look a little bit early on the previous page, Kufnun Dalet, in the Taz of Kotn Ches, in the first of the major wide lines, at the end of that line, it says Umishum Hafi in this Bashel Mayim O Yerokos Piktera Chol Leves Bas Yoma. So he's cooking water in a milk pot. V'tochu bo kaf shel basar. So he says Osrim. Based on this Yesh Osrim of the Rambam. So again, I think what he's saying is that once he does the tchiva, at that very moment, the tam of the kaf is going to be niflat, and it goes immediately into the tam of the basar of the mayim.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is the immediacy, and therefore it's bevasachas. So I'm happy I was able to fit in this time.